Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bridging Wisdom with
Michael Goger.
Yeah, he's sitting right beside me, everybody. Touch. Yeah, he's still here.
Visiting Charlotte, y'all.
How long you been here now?
Oh, over 2 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got a good week, a little over a week to go.
Yeah.
How's your visit so far?
Going good. Going good. Very interesting, relaxing. And
Sleep.
A lot of sleep.
Yeah, man. We're just getting up for the day.
Uh-huh.
And we've slept for 2 days here.
Yeah. A lot of metaphysical going-ons, which is a good thing.
Who'd you meet this week?
Well, we met a very interesting young man that... He's 9 years old. Yeah, 9 years old. The very talented young man. Reminds me of me when I was younger.
He read you like the back of his hand.
Yeah.
We got it on film, but we were hesitant to put it up because he's so young. His mother doesn't mind, but his brother does. So we're going to keep it.
Yeah.
But he is sitting on... He was just... It's Allison's son that was on the broadcast last week. And I have not seen Allison since Adam was born. And Adam did not want to come visit with Allison the other day. And Adam, when Michael opened the door, Adam was way at the rain tree, you know, a good 50 feet away. Mm-hmm. And we looked at each other, and both of us opened our arms like we'd been waiting on each other for eons.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
what did you see? Because you were standing there. You saw that.
No, it was like finding...
And he called me an angel.
Yeah, a lost member of the tribe almost.
Yeah. And he said I had wings.
Yeah, he blew us away. I mean, the young man is very talented. I mean, he literally gave me a reading.
We said, Adam, what one word comes to mind when you look at Michael? He said, help. And then that was one of Michael's passcodes from behind the day. And he said, you're what do you call you? A security officer or
a guardian.
A guard. Called you a guard.
Yeah, guard. He knew everything about me.
And that's what you did for a living.
Yeah. And it didn't go as a reading. It was just natural socializing. It was just coming out of him. And me and Tass, he knew right away.
We were blown. And he picked up our artwork, which you can see in the dimensions with it, and drew exactly what he saw right away.
Yeah, and he was looking at all the artwork, and he was seeing, I mean, you got to have a little bit of a trained eye or a little knowledge, and this was a 9-year-old. It was just a 9-year-old, and it was just
And
like,
then he put that mask over his face and started playing the drum exactly the same beat that I play it to, and that's an odd beat.
Absolutely. Not only...
He went by his hearing and just felt the drum and then started playing it, what the drum said, and that was what my beat, you know, it was a very odd beat.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, gosh, I'm just blind. He knew every animal, every... every name of a moth, every family of a moth, family of a butterfly.
Mm-hmm. And all the stones. And
but he blew you away with saying, you know, that's a shapeshifter, or that's this. Or he knew all these metaphysical words.
Yeah. And then we asked him how he knew, and he just knew. It wasn't like the kid was reading metaphysics.
And every time we say the word spiritual, his ears pop up like a rabbit dog.
Yeah.
And he goes, spiritual, spiritual?
Yeah.
Did somebody say spiritual?
Yeah.
So it's like he's programmed. He's a crystal child. We got it first hands on with a crystal child.
Absolutely. And it was natural. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it wasn't like a reading party. It was just a coffee get-together.
We had pizza and, you know, for us to meet Adam because Allison's just now coming back into my life. She was 23 when I met her. She's like 39 now. And her son, her older son that I always knew till age 9. I mean, I met him at age 9. He's 23. And here Adam is Kurt's age at 9. It's just weird.
Full circle. Come right back.
We met a friend of Allison's, and we went over to Allison's house Saturday night.
Yeah.
We couldn't get out of the yard for an hour.
Yeah, just the yard alone was...
Do you remember last week when we were talking, when she was on air, and I said, it's like a Hopi prophecy, and she uncovered all those debris, and there was those little statues standing there?
Yeah.
And we got to see that.
Amazing.
And the Hopi prophecies, and we looked it up, and it was the same things. And
yeah. and how she got the house. It was yes, no, maybe so, and then they looked like it wasn't going to happen. Then it just happened, and she went into it, and when she was cleaning the yard up, she found
all these. Well, I told her in a reading what to look for in her yard, and she went and undug it.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. When, remember the cigar picture?
Yeah.
That's when I gave, and all those numbers that I gave her that I showed you the paper, and I said, I don't know what the Emily.
Yeah.
That, I told her to go in where they were, and she undug it, and they were under the dirt and debris.
Yeah. It looked like Hopi Indians. And little dolls.
Did you not
dolls.
Know that? That I had told her that? It's really strange because that blew my mind. That's the first time I've ever read somebody face to face like that.
Yeah. And then all kinds of other things unfolded. Wind chimes, metaphysical, sun gods, and ritual bowls.
And the stars on the cement that were there.
Yeah, pentagrams on the cement. But she beautified it, did a lot of landscaping, and she put them where she thought they belonged.
Now, she didn't move the Hopi people.
She left them right there.
I told her not to touch that. I said, I didn't know there were Hopi people at first. I just saw the figures in my head.
Yeah.
And then that guy came up, and that's her friend.
Yep.
And he says, I'm going to put some legs on those two that broke. You remember? He said, so they don't feel embarrassed that they don't have legs.
Yeah. How many dolls were there?
Seven.
Seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And two of them were broken. And right above that was that star, like a Wiccan wind chime.
Mm-hmm. A pentagram.
Mm-hmm. And the birdhouse stake was right where I told her. She put it there without, you know, it was just weird.
Yeah. And, I mean, we took pictures of the yard for like an hour just looking at everything.
And she wanted us to come in for supper.
Yeah.
But we couldn't even get in the house. The yard stayed. It's a little garden area. And then there's a fence that you go into the backyard. This is like a little, you know, maybe a 7 by 8, 10 by 12.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was a perfect little yard for worship and prayer and meditation.
And then when we went in the house, remember last week? We found that stone, and then we turned on the TV. That stone was not there when you did that reading for her, and I was meditating.
Yeah.
And then there was a stone under her seat, and then we turned on the TV, and it just happened to be Noam right at the stones where the whisperer people came. And then we went in her living room, and what did she have? She had a little tray with all the little black stones in it. She said, that's been here, they said, since the house was built.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same black stones. Like the movie Knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And all those numbers I gave her, you couldn't even read them, could you, Michael? Emily was coming in.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's unreal.
It was very powerful.
So something connects with that movie Knowing and the catastrophe of the world and the mask and all that stuff.
Right.
And it's, you remember in that picture that I had that blue star on my forehead?
Yeah.
We thought it was something, we didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I remember
Now it's all connecting with the Hopi prophecy.
Yeah. So.
And this anonymous mask person that keeps posting all that junk.
Yeah.
It all connects together.
Yeah. And it was a very interesting visit. It was like a ghost hunt, almost taking pictures, investigating, and inside the house was just as nice as outside.
I didn't even know we had been there sitting and reading for 5 hours.
5 hours we did readings. It was a good night.
I'm trying to get back in it, but I can't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't know why when I read it. I don't even read in public very often, but I could blank, Michael. I don't hear it. I don't see it. I don't feel it. It just comes out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know what that.
That's interesting. It's like a channeling or knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes to everybody in different ways. Where we're going with this is if you do have a child that's stating these types of things, have patience and understand.
You're a hippie dog.
Yeah. I got a dog that wants to smoke a cigarette with me.
She's so in love with Michael. She's 14 and she's sitting here crying. She won't leave him alone, and when he's not here, she scratches where he's been sitting and just has to be right there at him.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing we did for Adam was we didn't put no emphasis on anything really special. We just tried to guide him a little, like with an on and off switch, because he knew and very intelligent, but
he was doing it in school and everywhere he went, and people didn't understand.
Right, and that's what happened to me in school.
And so I asked Michael, what could he teach him to? And Michael gave him a light switch, you know, the old-fashioned kind, mm-hmm. and said turn it on and off. And then the next visit, a couple of days after, you know, I have a switch like light fixture sitting like that with the on-off chain, mm-hmm. and we practiced it.
When he should turn it on.
Uh-huh. We said, well, now it's time to eat, and he clicked the switch off.
Yeah.
And I said, now you're drawing and coloring, and he switched the light on.
Mad and upset, turned it off. And
yeah, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. When you ask him if he was mad and upset, what did he do? Because I would have been stuck. I would have turned it on.
Hey,
you know, let them. Yeah, but see, Adam, he used his intuitive thumb.
Yeah,
and he turned it off. He knew.
I'm proud of him.
I was ecstatic over that.
Very proud of him.
Yeah,
because you don't want to go around on all the time.
Well, that's what he was doing. We were eating dinner, and he sat beside you for the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I was looking for my dad's sword online, you know, his 33rd degree Mason sword that he had. And I came across, Michael's wanting a cross, a Christian cross. And I saw this beautiful redwood made in gunmetal.
Celtic.
Uh-huh. And it's called something Hollywood. But it's for men. It's men's metal. And oddly enough, BBS put that on their front page at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how in sync we are with everybody. And then Adam had that exact cross on as a T-shirt when he came in the house.
Absolutely.
The same one.
You're proud of it.
And it said across it, it said victory.
Yeah,
victory. And it was the Christian Crusaders cross.
Yeah. It was amazing how that day went.
Yeah, but what's so ironic is our family, DBS, has it on their page right after I had found it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's an amazing yeah. sight.
Connecting the dots like a puzzle.
Yeah. Now, another thing we noticed, Michael reads outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
I read inside the box, like when I was for 5 hours reading this, the family
uh-huh.
and Allison's friends. And I said, I go inside somewhere, turn everything off.
Right.
And so I'm inside the box, you're outside the box. That's why we balance so well, too.
Yeah, different types of ways of connecting and receiving imagery. And Tassie and I figured that out.
Yeah.
She's inside and I'm outside. Because I go inside and pop out, and she goes inside.
I'm outside and pop
then,
in.
And you pop in.
Because remember I said when I'm out here, I don't do anything. You know, I have my hand out.
Uh-huh.
Remember? And yep. I said I go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I stay outside myself basically listening to the universe.
Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting topic. Psychic development, using your psyche and your consciousness and imagination, and there's so much to it that if you do have a young child that is showing signs of advancement spiritually, be understanding and open-hearted, open-minded. There might not be psychological disorders. It could be a very open mind. A very spiritually open mind. And
we get the opportunity to work with Adam.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Allison. Allison's very gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Curtis or someone.
Oh, yes.
What blew my mind is when we picked numbers, and I heard that word after we had visited the Buddha,
mm-hmm.
Buddhist colony, where he went over to Asia.
Yeah.
And he showed us a painting, and I folded it. And he said, that's right, that's the four corners if you fold it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, look up B-A-L-A something. I don't even remember. And I said, go to this. And he said his number was 7. I asked you a number, and you said 3. And I said, is it a sentence or is it a paragraph? And you said it was the sentence. Yeah. I know a paragraph. And then I just closed my eyes and pointed, and it was exactly what he did for a living.
Yeah. And what he should be doing.
And then it went on into the Buddhist colony
mm-hmm.
In that link.
Yeah, where he was visiting.
Because
he went to this Buddhist temple on a trip, and nobody knew that, except his family, I would imagine. And Tassie brought it right out. He was like an oar.
Well, he was doubting, and I said, what can I do? Mm-hmm. And that's how that came about to pull those numbers and touch the mm-hmm. page and told all about what he did for a living, which he's a whitewater instructor and kayaking. Man. He does twice a day.
Loves the water. As soon as I walked in, I heard the water rushing.
Yeah, you did. That was something, and they said there was no water around.
I said, who's the sea captain?
Yeah.
Or the sailor? And then nobody knew. They thought I was like, oh, okay.
No, it was just like they thought it was
maybe a presence.
Yeah, and you thought, and Allison had the light, Allison had the light go on and off in her house.
Yeah.
And you felt a man, and I felt Emily, but I was in the back. Well, we practiced with Adam that night with the on-off switch, with the light.
On-off.
You're the man. Did you go over to Allison's and dream walk?
Lord knows.
But that makes sense there.
Yeah.
Well, her light went on and off like that.
Absolutely. Because she
now, and then when they came over here, that's what we did. Without right. even knowing that, and that that happened first, and then she told us that story.
Yeah,
about the switch, and I was in the back taking a nap, and we were to go to her house for dinner.
Uh huh.
And she had asked you, and then when you went in there, I said, "Oh, maybe it's Emily," because that's all I felt in the house.
Yeah,
I hadn't been there, but Emily's outside the house. Mm. She's in the yard.
Mm. I felt female in the yard,
but the male was in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like her father or something.
Yeah, there was definitely had a presence, and she was getting knocking on the walls. And then this is a lady that's very down to earth, very open minded, not the type to.
She doesn't talk. Well, she was on it for an hour last week and shared her whole story with both of our readings.
Yeah, very intellectual.
And then her friend was a very interesting read, too.
Yeah. So, so it was a joy to go on. A field project.
Yeah.
Combination visit.
Yeah.
I like to do that for a living.
It's like a little group reading.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Very interesting.
We got pictures of everything. We'll post them later on Facebook. The dolls,
the Hopi
dolls.
It looks just like them.
It was fascinating.
And it has a little tray for you to put a gift in, Allison, and put the stone that she got out of my ritual table. And the candles in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then go in there, and there's stones in the black, funky stones. Black, exactly the same as the movie Knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And how I got Allison, that's what's blowing my mind, is I couldn't even read. She brought it back 2 weeks later, which was day before yesterday, and said, "Hey, you know," I said, "Well, let me see those numbers." And you couldn't even tell what I had done.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I got that there. But that's like how Emily... was trying to, and in the movie, that girl's mother was, it thought was crazy all this time, and she was giving dates of everything.
Interesting.
And those were Emily was pulling those numbers. I don't even know how to read them.
Wow.
And when she tried, and I said, "Michael, can you make heads or tails out of this?"
Uh-huh.
And he said, "No.
No.
We couldn't.
No.
It was done. It was over with, and it's finished, and those numbers didn't make a hill of beans to us anymore."
Mm-hmm. It was very cryptic and otherworldly. It was just a very metaphysical experience. I mean, you hear about it and see it, but when you actually experience it, it's exciting. And then you have witnesses.
He brought tears to your eyes after he left, and you were looking at the movies.
Yeah, he was very... He touched my heart. He reminded me of me back when it was taboo to talk about
it. Now, how did he know about the third eye? He put his thumb on your third eye and put his thumb on his third eye and got behind your back.
Amazing.
And y'all were back to back. And he said, and you were telling him the story about being picked on all the time. And he's put his thumb at himself and says, "I'm here now."
Yeah, my bodyguard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he saw all that help. When he told you the word help, we tried to elaborate. He just bursted out in tears. He saw all the people you had helped in the prison. Yeah.
And he said, "I was different. I was different." He goes, "This is different. This is different."
Uh-huh.
And then he saw it.
Yeah, and he said, guard. And all of a sudden, he just looked in your eyes and just broke down.
Yeah, broke down crying.
Yeah.
He was very empathic.
And we put our hands on him and around him and showed it, because he's all about demons and spirits. And he wouldn't go in my hall at all. He says, and I showed him a picture of my dad when dad died.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "That's what's all in the hall, but a bunch of them."
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't go down. I said, "Oh, they're there. They move things around." And
yeah.
Well, you remember when he came and my eyeglasses had been disappeared? They were sitting right in front of my face.
Huh.
And we had looked all over for my eyeglasses, and that's when Adam came. And then the stone we tried to find for Allison, and we couldn't find it anywhere. And when they left, the stone appeared on the table.
Yeah, reappeared.
And then I was out of cigarettes right before that, a couple of weeks earlier, and they appeared, a whole pack appeared on the table.
Yeah, there's a lot of strange going-ons.
Yeah, even in this house.
Things beaming up and beaming out,
yeah.
And beaming in.
It's just like beaming up, Scotty. That's what it, because we, yeah. I mean, we're sitting right here, and they come. And you don't see them come back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it in the books, teleportation and and manifestation of...
teleportation, we'll say.
That's where a spirit would drop something physical out of the spirit world.
Like they're agitating me a little bit because I needed my glasses.
Yeah. Or...
But they brought them back after Adam left.
Mm-hmm.
I know when he got here. When I first met him, they brought my glasses. Now you can see... It's almost like they want to talk, but they don't talk. Well, I don't listen anyway, because I wouldn't listen to audio.
Yeah. And he knew, that reminds me of something he said the other day. He said he called your grandparents. He said, who were those Native American?
Oh, my great-grandparents, yeah.
Yeah, but he knew right away they were Native American.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have
been. He knew what shaman was and everything. He said, what do you see when you see Tassie?
Wings.
And
white wings,
very white wings, and that I was an angel.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's like maybe I was with him on the other side, because when we saw each other, it was just like bam.
Yeah,
we just like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was amazing evening.
He came running like it was a family, you know, the family with his arms, and just fell into it. And Allison said it was hard to get him even in the car to come.
Yeah, he didn't want to come. They had a problem. And then when he got here, he didn't want to leave.
It's hard to keep him. He drew your animal totems.
Animal totems.
He drew the lion, which you're the eye of the tiger, along with the white eagle wings on his back.
Yeah.
And then he drew the spider hovering over money, you know, like a bank.
Yeah.
And he drew the web, and then he drew
Sphinx.
He drew the Sphinx.
Horse with a lion's head.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle with a big fish in its claws, all out of nowhere. You just sat
and
down.
And I'm talking, these things look like you would see them in a professional art gallery.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And so it's just signs, folks, that things are changing. And it's coming out younger and more profound than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel it in the air. You can see it on the news, the imagery, the warnings.
What about this .com I have? And I showed you the email. It says the new movement.com, and it changed. And now that's weird. We got to look into that. Because I can't find the new movement.com that I own anywhere. Yeah. It's not at GoDaddy or anywhere. It's gone.
Wow.
And that connected when I went up there to look for something. I don't ever go to my AOL mail. And that connected to everything I had done to this morning before you got up.
Uh-huh.
I had clicked on Creative Commons, and I had wondered how to open a wiki, web page. And the mask, the anonymous, all that stuff, which I'm not going to go into. But it all connects into this thing with the stones and Allison and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just know it does.
Yeah, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely connected.
Mm-hmm. So the spider holding the bank is what blew my mind.
Some kind of message coming through for us or everybody.
Mm-hmm. And whatever's going on with Wall Street. And I just want to say, last week at this time, after the broadcast, Michael and I had some news about Dr. Fred Bell, that has the health science and energy show on BBS Radio, passed away. And he was like the best friend Don, the owner of BBS Radio, ever had. And they spent hours together on the phone. I just want to tell Don Newsom, I love you, buddy. And I'm here for you. And it's been real hard on me for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got very teary for days.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of I've not hardly missed any of Dr. Fred Bell's shows, but I did not know him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my old boyfriend that I lived with and we were going to get married had Dr. Fred Bell as his professor.
Mm-hmm.
And all he talked about was Fred Bell. And I didn't know that until a couple months ago when I was going through some old tapes, and it just happened to be Dr. Fred Bell back in the 70s.
Wow.
So it was maybe 6 months or so ago, but, you know, that's
amazing.
It's full circle right there.
Yeah.
You're always where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
But, Don, we love you so much. And, Doug, I know you miss him as well, and Seth. And it was a very touching eulogy that you guys had, and Dr. Horowitz getting the crystal for his birthday, and his family, and
we're young.
Yeah,
how old is he? 62.
Yeah, a couple of weeks prior, or maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks prior to his death, I was listening to his broadcast, and he said, "I won't be here for the next 2 weeks. I got to take some time off."
Mm-hmm.
He said that he wasn't feeling up to par, and he played some of his old archives. You know, like his friend Steve that does his shows for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you know, I was kind of disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came back, like the third week, he says, "I'm still not feeling up to par, but I'm here." Wow. So I know that he wasn't feeling well. And then I thought that it was that Doug, I said, something's going to happen to one of their closest friends. Remember just the night, the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was Doug's friend's Sal, but it was Don's friend, Dr. Bell.
Yeah.
And I was crying over what I had seen, remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't see it, but I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
How heartbroken one of those twins would be, Doug or Don Newsome.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just shellacking.
We just want to let you guys know that everybody is so important to each of us, and everybody has such a message to put out there, and I'm going to tell you what, Dr. Bell was one of the most, he told me I needed which vitamins I needed for which part of my body, and not only that, he understood the pyramid that I always stand in and mm-hmm. zoom out, you know, open.
Mm-hmm.
He even had a show on that right after I broadcast it. See, we all in sync together, you know.
Yeah.
And just like all of us are just part of the same place, but I don't understand. Well, when I meditated the other day, I couldn't find the ship again, because that's where I like to go up and hang out.
Huh. Maybe, have you been there since?
No, but I've talked to them telepathically. But they said that I didn't need to be there anymore, that I had gotten with the right people. The doctor's office.
Interesting.
Remember when I went to the doctor for my hip?
Yeah.
I have a collapsed hip that has to be replaced, and I got in with this new doctor, and he goes, he's very metaphysical.
Yeah.
Very, very. It was nice to finally be respected as a shaman because he treated me like a colleague.
Yeah. He was very, you come home different that day.
Yeah.
That's when it started, too.
Yeah, that's when everything started.
Yeah.
And that's when the ship said you're with like people. You finally got the people that you need to be around.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need us right now. We've done the mission is accomplished. And I said, well, you know.
Yeah.
But I've talked to them a couple of times. They've kind of, they're there, but they're not there.
Mm.
It's like they did what they needed to do.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's like a dream that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really go there, but I go there. I took you there one time on a mm-hmm. meditation before you got here to Charlotte.
Yeah. It was.
And you said it was, you came back with all these gifts, and it was beyond anything you'd ever felt.
Yeah, it was.
You went through the wall.
It was very unique. First thing I noticed was the energy level. It was like superpower energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then almost like a more of a knowing.
Yeah.
Just automatic.
That's what it is. It's just, but I've been like this all my life. And I went up there probably at age maybe 6. And Elena, Elanra, was my little angels that used to show me the stars. And at age 4, they told me that they couldn't be with me anymore. They had to let me go to learn. But one day I'll remember them. And that's about 18, 19 when I started waking up and doing this, you know, full force, the walk that I do. That's when I remembered. And what's so ironic is that supposedly fake, I think it's fake, planet that's called Elanin. I don't believe in it. I don't feel it. It's not. Mm-hmm. I just can't find it. I don't know what, you know, the Planet X thing. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's odd for it to be on Then again, you don't ever know what's real on this daggone internet. It's almost like people post junk so that they can hide the real truth, so that some kind of junk's going to come out with everybody thinking that it's the fake stuff. And, you know, so yeah. Kind of keep them preoccupied so they can hit them.
Oh, yeah.
And take the internet down, whatever they're going to do. But it, uh-huh. It doesn't matter, because yeah. That's not where I'm at in my life. And I, even though I see it, yep. Maybe I'm supposed to expose it, I don't know. But I just turn the other eyes. I don't want to see.
Right.
I want to stay in Adam and learning the children and getting them up there and mm-hmm. and helping other people. This
serious
debris that's out there with the money and what, you know, I don't need to be in that.
Well, that's good to talk about, because it's happening around us. You know, a lot of people are panicking and not knowing what's going on.
Well, I think what got to me today was that YouTube that somebody posted on TNT said they're going to take the Wall Street down. They're going to black out the Wall Street on the 1010 and the mask that was on the anonymous people. But remember I told you the dream years ago about the man in the suit and he didn't have a head? It's a question mark, and I had two rings to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
One was a real pretty round stone, and I was on my knees and Ashley was standing up. And we were facing the man with the question mark here. But I took the one with the string attached.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shaped just like that stone that Allison wore, that Alexandria, mm-hmm. Alexandrite or whatever, that changes colors.
Yeah.
But ironic, I go to the ship Alexander 1-1, and I go to the Alexandria, which has to do with that stone.
Wow.
With Allison coming here. I don't know. I have to look that up. I just feel it mm-hmm. next.
The Wall Street's going to go down.
I think that's a bunch of bull crap. Even if it is, you know, why would somebody tell what they're going to do? You know?
Wall Street.
Yeah. And why isn't it on the news everywhere, and why aren't they showing it? Even if it does.
Yeah.
It's got so many dots connected to it that it's just an obvious trail.
Folks, it's the last thing that's going to close is Wall Street. Don't wait around for that.
Well, I think it's stupid that people have it. The false flags or whatever.
And then they
posted that Fred Bell was a clone, that his clone died.
Be careful.
How sad is that to play with people's feelings?
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah. And then some of my places that I post went down, and I just copied the cached in there. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to just shit or get off the pot. This isn't a game.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the world to be the world that we're supposed to rebirth it into, quit playing the junk games, and how about let's get spiritual and how about let's get on track here. That's just a bunch of bull crap, and I didn't need to mess with that in my head.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I shut down today and recentered myself. And, you know, what a beautiful soul those children are. They're here. The crystal children are here. And at Adam's older brother that's 23, he's an indigo,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
absolutely.
He said, Kurt said that our generation, just a few, most of them were fakes, remember?
Yep.
And I had to prove it. We proved it to him that we were not the
best. Yeah.
He said, there's very few like you guys.
He said,
and then his mom's age, which is 39, he says, they're very skeptical, but there's some of them that are very gifted. And he said, then his age at 23, he says, it's about half and half.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but his little brother's age 9, he says, they're the real deal.
Yep.
And that's words out of a 23-year-old.
That's right. And it's good, healthy skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
It's
If it feels bad, it's not real.
Yeah,
if it feels good, it's something to look at.
Yeah, it's not a playground. It's metaphysics and spirituality.
Mm-hmm. Or even faking people out with this anonymous crap.
Yeah, we're lying to them, we're creating panic. So,
mm-hmm.
And be careful, because we could create our own destiny by talking about it and focusing our thoughts on it.
And that's why I did that meditation.
Yeah.
And I just clean swept it out of my head and moved on.
And knowing a greedy rich like I do, they're going to, that's one way of collapse on Wall Street, is getting them to pull their investments out. And that's one thing we don't want. So, especially at this stage in the game. So, we got to be careful what we put out, folks. It's not a playground. It's not make-believe.
Don't they know that whoever wrote those anonymous YouTubes, all they have to do is track their ISP
mm-hmm.
number.
Mm-hmm.
Go to their house and arrest them for a long, 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 long time.
Absolutely.
For putting such a false terrorism out there.
Yeah. just Homeland Security.
And they used the Hopi Prophecies music, the Rainbow Path, as their theme while they wrote their little skit up about what they were going to do to the world. So the Hopi Prophecy with the mask. Oh, the Hopi Prophecy takes his mask off down, you know, in public. And the Blue Star Kachika, whatever it's called, comes out. There you go. There's the connection there.
Yeah. That could be the beginning.
Mm-hmm. But what it is here I got a Blue Star on my picture. Something's exposing that crap right now.
Yeah.
So it can go either way, and it just went to the positive. Remember when I said August the 12th, 13th would be a closing of a portal? And I said then everybody's going to be hyper-focused and hyper-intuned and hyper-aware of gifts and everything. But then October 2nd through the November 27th, it was going to close down. Mm-hmm. And the dollar was going to kind of like do a breaking point, but it was going to change. And I only see the good happening on the 27th.
Mm.
And that's ironic. My parents' anniversary, which I saw the guy with the question mark on his head, and I took the one with the string, so I'm attached to my family, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying that string means.
Right.
This is not going to happen. I'm here to let you know it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to be fine. There's not going to be any chaos in the world. It's not going to be any junk. I mean, if they needed to do that to get the attention of the public eye, then so be it. But
sell books.
Yes, God knows. That's my book.
That's why I stopped reading.
Yeah, I don't read anybody's books or information. You saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get on the internet and check things out very often.
Be careful what books you read and where it's coming from and who wrote it and what they're saying. 90% of the time, it's somebody else's words just moved around a little bit.
Well, Michael, I'm going to give you the mic a minute. I'm going to go get me something to drink.
All right.
And,
What should I talk about?
how you sleep all the time while you're here because you're so relaxed.
And
how you watch the sunrise and set at your little chair.
Oh, what a magical palace you have here.
Yeah.
If you want,
at least I'm not Harry Potter this week.
Yeah. But if you want metaphysical experiences, this is the place to come.
Adam was like we were having a Harry Potter day.
Yeah. What's called?
It is Harry Potter here.
Maybe we should open a school.
Well, maybe we should just realize that this is Harry Potter's house.
Yeah, no books allowed. Just gum and imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we can get something done. Take your books and burn them, folks. And don't listen within your heart. And like Tassie said, read the Bible. Read between the lines. And use your imagination and your heart. And stop feeding into everybody's nonsense. And another thing... stop sending energy. Running through a chat room saying you're going to be sending is, to me, it's offensive. It's, if you're going to send, I want you on your knees and in a respectful state of mind.
Right?
You know? There's so many people sending. I think it's interfering with the satellites.
I don't think they're really sending. I think they just want to be seen as sending.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that could be.
You know, it's just like, I got the word sending.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Because when my hip was hurting so bad, you went sending. I said receiving. Yeah. I didn't know the game.
It's a little joke I came up with. There's so many Native Americans and Reiki masters in chat now. I'm getting dizzy going online. So stop sending, please.
I'm a real one, though.
Yeah. The real ones you don't see here, folks. They're really sending.
You know? Yeah, and see, I'm in the background. I don't go out there and tell it.
Yeah.
I'm telling it in the past couple of weeks, but not all of it. They have no idea what all I see and do.
Yeah, especially.
Even though my altar's totally disappeared out of this house.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the way dimensions are changing now and vibrations. It's a very important time to keep it real. Keep it in your heart. And not in your mind. And there is a higher power. And you better get to know him and respect him and figure out what he wants. Because he's there and he's watching. It might sound like Santa Claus, but let me tell you something, folks. There's a higher power.
You know what? It's being built right next door to Aunt Linda's. I'll show you tomorrow. It's the Jews and the Christians together.
Beautiful.
I think it's called Jesus or whatever. It's a temple.
Why?
For the Jews to know that the Christians worshipped Jesus, and he was a Jew. Absolutely. Now, I was listening to some kind of thing on Red Ice Radio or something today that somebody posted, and they said that Jesus was a robot or something like that. It's just crazy. The good stuff that was in that broadcast, and then it had to do that.
Huh.
You know.
Yeah. It was a good show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you listened to it with me. Remember, we listened to it before we went to sleep.
Mm.
And they went on a commercial. It was the guy with the aliens and talking about the shamans and how they feel, have the DNA. And
the Gnostics.
Yes, you heard that whole show.
Yeah, yeah, that was a pretty good show.
Welcome back, Michael.
Welcome back, Tessie.
Boy, we got knocked. Well, I kept on riding that horse. What about you?
We must have heated up the lines.
Yeah, we touched somebody's red that they got their candy licked off. Ooh. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's a hottie out there. This, just bear with everybody. Just realize that things are changing in the world, and everybody's going to be coming on and off the air and on and off their computers, and it's nobody's fault. It just is.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of turbulence out there.
Yeah.
Energy wise, and meditation and prayer will help.
Yeah.
And not panicking.
And I was tape recording this whole show on my garage band, but at least I got the little mini tape recorder going too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anything was lost, we got that.
It was a good show.
We
got to say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody got an update on what's happening with Tassie and Michael.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Oh, my gosh.
That was not an unmanned drone.
Oh, no. That's funny. Oh, well.
Well,
if you hear some music in the background, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. There's a lot of, you can feel it, too.
That's great energy. I love it.
I do.
Because I just know that it's going to be okay out there.
Yeah.
I have no doubt in my mind. And you know me, I'm about 111% accurate.
Mm-hmm. And even if it's not, does it matter? I mean, just think positive and make it better somehow. And like I said, if you got a lot of money, give it away. That'll help. Or help somebody. Look, next door, probably somebody with bad teeth, no car, no food. That's where we want to put our energy, folks, in helping each other, not in making things worse.
What is that?
It's an unmanned drone.
I don't know. Kind of strange, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Well, the rich don't like hearing about giving things away anyway, so.
Nah. But that's, I don't think it's the rich, Michael. I think it's just a daggum problem with the internet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Living in the collapse.
Yeah. So, what, you know, that threw us off. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left.
Yeah. How do you want to close it? You want to shout out to Charlotte?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Charlotte, it's a lovely place to live.
Man, your birthday, you had a birthday, 55.
Yeah. I'm officially a senior citizen, 55.
That's funny.
Looking for discounts. Do they give you a card now saying that?
Oh, no.
I'd like to have a card.
Ashley's having a birthday party for you tomorrow.
There you go. Got a birthday tomorrow.
You got a lot of cake. A lot of birthday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of company.
Yep.
Met a lot of my friends.
Yes. It's been an
enjoy. Even friends that my family didn't know I had.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It's something how your friends from the past came in.
Yeah. Well, I called them.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, and then they called me, too. So.
But it was a blast meeting your friends when you were younger.
Yeah.
And
then picking up with Bonnie on the phone the other day.
Yeah, hearing all the good stories about the old days and reminiscing.
And that one lady that I hadn't seen since high school, she said, you know, I was doing my dances and everything for you. I don't know why I do that. But I was bouncing all over the room, and you were like shocked, and she was like, that's just the way she always has been.
Yeah.
I'm a diehard hippie.
Same old cat.
I am such a diehard hippie.
Yeah, and she is, too.
Hair down in my butt, burnt my bra, threw my underwear out for the panty raid, and there you have it.
There you go.
Yeah.
The good old days when things were simple.
There still is for me.
Yeah. Do your best to keep the old days alive, folks, and enjoy what you got.
Just don't dwell on the bull crap, and don't try to learn not to put it out there, because all it does, but then again, it's it's going to come back and bite them in the butt.
Oh, is that?
And I'm really concerned for that part of whoever's doing what they're doing out there,
mm-hmm.
because it's not going to be pretty.
Absolutely.
Because the good side always wins. The good guys always win, and the positive always wins,
mm-hmm.
and that negative false flag stuff is not going to go anywhere.
Absolutely.
It's just not.
Absolutely. So just dwell on the positive and the light and do the right thing and love your neighbor as yourself and God with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will be okay. And with that, we got another nap coming up.
And BBS probably has somebody to get on the air.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
And we love you all. And many blessings. Remember,
mm-hmm.
as Michael says, dwell on peace.
Dwell on peace.
Good night, everybody. We are off the air.
Good night.